and as he went, he thought he heard the noise of water working its way under the ground. Now, when he came in sight of the Treasure Valley, behold, a river was springing from a new cleft in the rocks, and was flowing in streams among the dry heaps of red sand. As Gluck stood gazing, fresh grass sprang beside the new streams, and creeping plants grew among the moistening soil. Young flowers opened suddenly along the riversides, as stars leaped out when twilight is deepening. And thus, the Treasure Valley became a garden again, and the lands which had been lost by cruelty were regained by love. And Gluck went and dwelt in the valley, and the poor were never driven from his door, so that his barns became full of corn and his house of treasure. For him the river had, according to the dwarf's promise, become a river of gold. To this day the inhabitants of the valley point out the place where the three drops of holy dew were cast into the stream, and trace the course of the golden river under the ground until it appears in the Treasure Valley. And at the source of the Golden River, there are still to be seen two black stones, round which the waters howl mournfully every day at sunset. And these stones are still called by the people of the valley, the Black Brothers.